The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I think that's a deep wound that I've really probably been kind of blind to, and you really ministered to me.
Coming up on Life Today, James and Betty share a special moment behind the scenes with author and speaker Rebecca Lyons as she prays for God to help people bravely walk from fear to freedom.
We are a people that are in bondage by fear. Set us free.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robison, and my wife Betty is a continual source of inspiration. I talked to Jerry Falwell this morning, Jerry Jr. Dr. Falwell and I were close friends. And Jerry was with his mother-in-law, and when she found out we were talking, they were riding together. And he said, well, here's one of your greatest fans. She just loves you and Betty, and she can tell every guest you ever have on, and she never misses a program. And of course, I talked to her, and it was beautiful. It just really inspired me. And then she just wanted me to pour love out on Betty, how she loves Betty. And thank you for that. And Jerry, God bless you and Jonathan and Liberty and the liberty that God wants to give us all, and the fact you're trying to give people really a future by getting the right kind of training and education. Thank you for that. Thank you for your stand. But Betty is a continual source of inspiration to me, too, just like you. And this morning she was just reading the Word. Listen to what she was reading.
Well, it's Psalm 67. May God be merciful and bless us. May His face smile with favor on us. May Your ways be known throughout the earth, Your saving power among people everywhere. May the nations praise You, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise You. Let the whole world sing for joy, because You govern the nations with justice and guide the people of the whole world.
How do we sing for joy? We come into the presence of the Lord. Then we have reason for joy. If He governs the world and the nations with justice, you know what that really includes? The consequences of our choices, the consequences of our actions. Sometimes those consequences are devastating, but God is inviting us back into His presence. Think about this. God is saying, come back into the shelter. Now think about this. The Father has a shepherd heart. He leads us beside still waters, not raging waters. That's made still by His presence. In green pastures, that's where there's sufficiency and adequacy. That's where He wants to lead us. The next verse, Betty. May the nations praise You, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise You. Then the earth will yield its harvests, and God, our God, will richly bless us. God says, I'm going to pour out blessings on you and blessings through you. He will give us increase to meet not only our needs, but the needs of others. He never wants us seeking only the material, the monetary, or measuring spiritual success with a material or monetary standard, but all sufficiency and grace will abound, so that as He meets our needs, and in freedom we're able to be fruitful and productive, we then bless and minister to others. Betty, we had Gabe Lyons' wife on our program recently, and I'm telling you, the Lord used her to bless me and to bless you in ways that was just absolutely beyond description. I'm just looking down at some of the notes and the things that, you know, Rebecca shared. In many ways, she's so much like you. And in many ways, I felt like she's so much like me. You know, she was very quiet and kind of with her own, and yet talked about incredible, painful defeat and the freedom that God offers. And she spoke in such a way, with such power, that it really brought me under conviction to cry out to God for freedom. To where our encouragement and our strength doesn't come from others and what they say or think, But it comes from the adequacy and fullness of His presence and His grace. And she so moved me into the presence of God that I asked her to pray for me, for all of us, and to pray for you. I want you to hear the heart of God through this beautiful wife who just yielded her heart to God and found freedom that she wanted to share in that moment. This is after everything was over here for taping. And God just filled the studio with His presence. Let's join that moment. And I pray you're lifted up into the presence of God and find an indescribable freedom in the adequacy and sufficiency of His grace. What we all need, what the nation needs, what the church needs.
What you were just saying about you can be delivered and not be free. And I was delivered from anxiety and depression. And I really didn't, I don't believe that I was actually set free until about 3 months ago. And I only got to that level because I realized, like, oh, I wrote a book and now I'm going to talk about it. And there was still this sense of going, maybe this is worthy. Maybe this is enough. Maybe there was almost the copy and compete and compare. I cared, like, if people liked the book or if it resonated for them or if it was helpful. And I started to, you know, Anne Voskamp, God love her. She said something in a talk last fall, and I was speaking. I was kind of doing a little circuit, and I was listening to her talk in the dark hotel room. And she basically said the phrase this. She said, those who keep score in life just want to know they count. And when you do what you do for an audience of one, you always know that you count. And I realized that I keep score in life. And so then finally, just the Lord and I were just like having this conversation where I was like, why do I want to know that I count? Why do I feel that I don't count? Why do I think that my worth is measured by what man thinks? And he's like, well, I care. Like, isn't that enough? You know, like, I'm the audience of one. Hello.
That's great. That's great stuff.
And I said, I'm sorry, but you're not enough. Like, you're not. Like, I don't know why, but for some reason, this hasn't been enough. And it took that day, like 2 days prior, I had said, I want to stop asking for clarity. I just want to see clearly. I want to see through your eyes of what is there a rooting? Is there a wounding? Is there something that I'm just not even seeing that I thought was anxiety and depression, but maybe it's something more. And I learned that was like the outer layer, but the inner layer was like just a question of worth. A question of, am I loved for who I am by my Creator? And did I know that and really feel that as a child when I was like searching for that in some other people? And so I think when I said, oh, so there's been an actual emotional deficit. And so I have felt like my worth is still measured by what man thinks, and God's saying, no. And so I literally had to confess. It began with a confession that said, I'm sorry that you've not been enough. Heal my heart. Like, heal every broken part and make it new. Like, I don't want a steri strip or a patch job or a hairline fracture. I want it new, as if it never happened. And I believe that is the healing that God is actually calling us to. That, like, that's where freedom really begins, where we no longer fear man, where we say, okay, I'm yours. Like, I am yours. Absolutely, only yours. No one else's. I mean, obviously, I'm Gabe's and my kid's mom. But apart from you, it's you, my family, and ministry. But you are at the helm. So you, and when I started to really change that tone and that tune that said, I feel free. Like, I feel like you've actually healed me. I'm walking in newness of life. I've been a believer for 35 years, but I now understand what newness of life is. And it's unbelievable. And so I started talking to my friends about it in New York. They're like, yeah, but it's still really hard. You know, da, 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 da. There's the fall. And there's a side of me that's like, okay. So I jump back into Hebrews. I'm like, okay, but in Hebrews 10, you keep saying that, like, once and for all, like, you've paid the price once and for all. It doesn't require an annual, like, you know, sacrifice anymore. I mean, it's done. He doesn't even see our sin anymore. And so finally I was like, okay, so we're not a sinner saved by grace like we were, but now you are no longer a sinner who has been saved, so you're free. Like, I've set you free, so go and be who you already are. And so that, to me, I think is what God's doing. I think He's actually wanting to set a lot of captives free.
Let me just say this to you, and you're mic, but I'm still on mic. You just really delivered a word to me I needed to hear. really bad. And, you know, I even referenced a while ago, sometimes we have a hurt that's deep. And I really think that you really touched something with for me. I think you were ministering to everybody, but you were ministering to me. Because I think that I've experienced great success, so I hear a lot of praise. But I think there was still that thing of never having that father say, that's good, or you, that's good, and being, you know, given away by your mother and then jerked around and never knowing, you know, look out the window and wonder if anybody's coming back to get you. I think that's a deep wound that I've really probably been kind of blind to, and you really ministered to me. And I'm kind of warning if maybe she didn't to you too, and maybe some of you still watching. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, and this is for all of us, why don't you just hold hands, and Rebecca take my hand, and I want you to pray for me.
Oh, yes.
And God will heal me and for all that are here. And make me well, free. And everybody that's here, pray for me, for us.
Father, thank you for bringing us here on this day. Thank you for appointing this conversation and the people who are here and the people who are watching. I pray right now for your healing hand on James. Thank you for just giving him your eyes to see, and whatever it is that, God, we just want to cast aside the sin that so easily entangles. Sometimes we're blinded to something that all of a sudden you just bring to the light. You do it time and time again, and we thank you. We praise you because you are pulling us to yourself, God. You are pouring your spirit out on us, God. You have such intention for healing in your church, God. I believe it with all my heart. May man just see our own brokenness. I mean, it's just, we're desperate. We're desperate for you. We're desperate in need of you, God. And we ask you to just pour your spirit over us. Heal our hearts, God, like every broken part. Make us new. When Christ says, I will make you new, may we receive that newness, God. It is never too late to say, yes, I'm done with the life I've orchestrated. I'm done being master of my domain. God, I'm yours, solely yours, and I will walk in obedience as your servant, whatever it is that you ask. Make it clear, God, you have such plans for your people. You want to set captives free. I believe it with all sincerity, God, that you want to lift the scales from the eyes of your church, God.
Yes.
You want to unleash power in your church, and the church has lost power because there's just been a spirit of control, God, and we just cast it aside. We want you, all of you, we want you to not hold back. We want to see healing. We want to see anointing. We want to see prophecy. We want to see salvation in every way, God. And we just ask that you would just flood us with your presence, God. And we will count it all glory and all honor, and we will testify to this healing. We will not be silent about what the work that you're beginning in us, the work that it's pouring out all around, God. We just are so thankful. Come in your spirit and your power. Heal us. Heal our hearts. Heal anything we put our hands to. Heal our land, God. The captivity we see on our soil looks different than anywhere around the world. We are a people that are in bondage by fear. Set us free.
Yes, God. Rebecca, thank you. You know, Betty, you have been beyond anything I could ever imagine, and you've prayed with me and for me. While we prayed for others, Betty spends a lot of time praying for me. Yeah, I don't think we ever realize the holes and the damage that's left in a person's life when they have a childhood like so many have today, like I had. And for trying to bind up the wounds of a broken heart, a broken life, thank you for your faithfulness. And all of you who ever prayed for us, thank you. Please don't stop, but I'm telling you, the freedom that you prayed for, it's for you. It's for this nation. It's for people all over the world. What do you sense in your heart as she prayed?
As she prayed and as we visited with her that day, I remember her talking about God is all we need. Jesus is all we need. Why is that? You know, you hear people say that. Well, you just need Jesus. Jesus is all you need. And when you really realize it and you come to that relationship with Him and you're walking with Him, even though there's turmoil going on around the world or right in your situation, whatever, and you talk to Him and He talks to you, you realize He is all we need because He has everything. He is everything. He's our joy. He's our peace. He's our comfort. He's our healer. He's our God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our everything. And if we can come to that point, James, and realize, yes, it's good to have encouragement from others, but there's nothing better than to have God pleased with me or with you. That is the ultimate satisfaction. And we should see that as God, you're all that I need.
Boy, you know, it's an amazing reality that if we minister out of our own hurt, our own pain or situation, and we reach beyond ourselves to touch another person in our pain, it's unbelievable the healing that comes there. Here she was ministering to us out of our own journey, and incredible challenge. And Betty and I have, for so many years, we've ministered not out of our perfection, not out of the fact that we don't have any challenges or burdens or weaknesses or pain or failure. But in the midst of it, we reach out, and I think because of that, it's just like you find your way into the presence of God. You find yourself drawn to things that matter, where I could see Jesus in Rebecca and say, Rebecca, pray for me. And pray for all the people watching all over the world. And that's precisely what you were reading in that psalm. But the world finds joy, you know, that I believe comes in the sharing, even in the midst of our pain. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive him. With the spikes in his hand and the spit of him in his beard and the blood running down from the thorns on his head and his pain, he just kept offering healing. I'm going to do that as long as I'm breathing. But boy, doesn't it feel good when somebody wants to lift your load and lighten it. And one of the greatest ways that I found to get my load lifted is to try to lift somebody else's. And I think you come to life today not because you're enamored with some personalities, but you love to see what love does when it's released like a river. And we give you that chance every day. You're not ever going to watch us. You're not going to find somebody ready to pray with you, pray for you, and caring about you. But at the same time, you're never going to watch life today that you're not going to see an opportunity, a very real opportunity, to alleviate someone's suffering with just a touch, just an outreach of compassion, and sharing something that God has enabled you to share. And that's what we do, Betty, day after day. Thank you for making it possible. You need somebody to pray with you? The number's paid for by the love of God through people who support Life Outreach, who support life today. Would you, who are not calling for help, would you call to help, or would you go online and say, I want to release the love of God where it really makes a difference? I want to show you somewhere it'll make a difference. I want to show you two beautiful sisters that experienced such pain, and now they're in the process of seeing such love. And we can literally give these girls a new life, and hundreds and even thousands more just like them, because you say, I will relieve their pain. I will help rescue them, restore them, and see them redeemed. Watch this very, very prayerfully and be excited about what God can do through you right now.
Some answers to life's problems are easy to understand, like drilling a well for a thirsty village, or giving a bowl of food to a hungry child. And while they take hard work to solve, needs like hunger and thirst are simple to grasp. But 14-year-old Sokchia and her 16-year-old sister Sokli face a very different kind of crisis. one that is so sinister in nature, it's almost incomprehensible. Although they have since reunited, these sisters are both still trapped in the sexual slavery they were forced into. And without an act of compassion, it will be the only world they know.
It's not hopeless. Betty, what's going on in your heart when you see this? And what do you want to happen in behalf of those girls and so many like them?
These precious children, it's really hard for me to put into words what I feel as I listen to their broken hearts, their hopelessness, and they have no one to trust. And they feel like their lives have been wasted. They just want a normal life. What would they call normal? Safe. That's what they're talking about. They want a safe life. Someplace that somebody will show love to them in the right way. My heart just breaks as I listen to them. I think, God, please deliver them. Well, you know what? We can be a part of that deliverance by reaching out and saying, it's not hopeless. God is our hope. Through us, God wants to reach out to these precious children that are so trapped and were put in places they never wanted to be. Please join with us.
I think that's one reason you watch Life Today. I think you like the effectiveness of what we do together and what love does. And there's not anything that perhaps is more meaningful than setting captives free. Jesus came to set the captives free. We have the workers, and we have, because of your support, been able to build the escape plan and the refuge and the rescue centers to take care of children before the predators take them captive, to get girls and guys out, because they use boys and children too, to get them out and take care of them. So we're asking you to help us rescue lives and restore them, redeem them. Your gift of $128 is what it takes for a year to rescue one. We're praying that many of you will help us rescue 10 if you can. That's $1,280. There is a level at which you can participate. You may not be able to give 128, but give toward it. Well, whatever you can do, we're asking you right now to go to lifetoday.org, please. Make the gift God put on your heart, because He's enabled you to do it, and He's given you the concern and compassion to express that love, set people free. Or you can dial the telephone number there that's always there as a prayer line, paid for by love. But you can dial it today and take your bank card and say, here's my gift. We have some gifts to send you to bless you, to encourage you and express our thanks. But you are going to set people free just like those two sisters. Thank you so much for your prayers, for your faithfulness, for your support. And we're believing God for a miracle of love right now, and a miracle to see our land, our nation, supernaturally healed. We're praying for that and trusting. Thank you for your help.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. you can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Light of the World scented candle. This beautiful candle, encased in a frosted glass, burns with a wonderful scent. Its flame is a reminder of your part in being a light to the world, especially to young women trapped in the darkness of human trafficking. Your gift helps provide them with hope and a way out. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us share the wonderful time with Rebecca and the prayer. And don't ever hesitate to call if you want somebody to pray with you. I hope you'll help us if you can rescue 10 or more. Maybe you could give a $5,000 gift. That'd be wonderful. But those of you who help us rescue at least 10, we want to send the beautiful bronze Majesty, the beautiful Light of the World candle. You're going to treasure it. I think every time you look at it or light it, you're going to say, I want to be light. I want to be part of that shining city set on a hill. Praying for awakening, praying for God's Spirit to be poured out through His church all over the earth. Before Jesus comes in glory, remember He's coming for a bride adorned in His glory, not defeated, not downtrodden, but dressed up in the glory of His presence, a bride that looks like Him. Let's be excited about being a part of that, and let's do what He does until He comes. Again, thanks so much for watching Life Today and supporting the outreaches. Visit stream.org, and I think you'll find some insight and wisdom that can be a help to you and others you care about. Thanks again.
If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come be a part of the Life Today studio audience. Call or email today to reserve your tickets. You'll be inspired and entertained. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.